This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Roger Stone coming up shortly. Really excited. As always, to be joined by my friend, my mentor, Roger Stone, also a fellow victim of Democrat Party political persecution. Let's take a couple more calls first. We have Jennifer in Georgia. Jennifer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. If my voice sounds any screwed up at all, it's because I'm just getting over a cold, so I apologize. But I just kind of wanted to point out, I thought that the fact that Nikki Haley kept on running in the race after she saw how many times she was losing the primaries was a very bizarre scene. And I don't really understand what the purpose of it was to continue after losing all of the primaries. But I remember hearing Vivek Ramaswamy saying how they were trying to turn it into a two-horse race. And the way I interpreted that is him meaning between her and Biden at the end. Which would only give us the choice of two awful candidates.
No. Now that that may have been the final. What he really meant was they wanted it between Trump and Haley because they're trying to remove Trump from the ballot, and then that would basically force you to vote for Haley if you're a Republican voter. That's what he meant by that. The reason why Haley stayed in the race so long was because of that very reason, but also she can take all the fundraising money that she has left and throw it into an anti-Trump super PAC. And so there was that. They wanted to embarrass Trump a little bit and trying to defeat him with Democrat votes in states like Vermont, but that was the only place where it worked. So really, the overall, it was just a total failure on all levels from bird brain Haley.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't know what to make of it with them. With now that she's dropped out, I don't know what to make of that because, I mean, I could think of
she's a loser.
Few different. Well, correct. I mean, undoubtedly.
She's politically now, she has no political future now. She is done.
I'm trying to figure out what their game plan is going to be going forward as far as, like, how they're planning on stealing the election again.
You know what? You and me both, Jennifer, and I don't know if there's a better man to weigh in on that than Roger Stone, who's going to be joining me in 3 minutes. So I would suggest staying tuned for that because I want to get his take on all of this, too. Thank you for the call. Let's go West Coast. Let's go Larry in Seattle. Larry, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello there, Owen. How are you doing there?
Hello, good.
Good. Hey, every night that you were staying in Club Fed, I offered prayers to you. You got two prayers on Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And on top of that, you're a hero in terms of your integrity. Stay that way. It's good for you. Couple things. Roger Stone, he's a midnight rambler, and he is one of the coolest guys on the planet. And tell Alex that I'm an agendist, just like he is and just like we all are. And just also want to say, you guys rock, and let's have fun watching Slow Joe, Bad Joe, or Joe Obama, whoever form we get. Let's all enjoy tonight, and especially Trump's narration, play-by-play. That's going to be awesome. And
is he doing a play-by-play? I saw that, but is he actually doing a play-by-play or a response video?
I believe it's Lifetime.
Wow.
Streamed. So if he does that, let's watch that, and that'll be the way to go. Also, I want to shoot some key in 21 with you if I'm ever in Texas, all right?
All right, Larry, thanks for the call. We can squeeze one more in. David in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Real quick, it's a little bit off topic, but I wanted to bring something up about the wildfires. Apparently, Xcel Energy has come out and made a statement pretty much admitting to the start of it. And I think that's the same Xcel Energy that has a really direct connection with the PG&E in California, which is notably the ones that were starting the wildfires over there. So,
yeah, and this was devastating to the beef industry, so don't be surprised if your price of a steak goes up, too. Liberals won't notice that. They eat bugs, but that's a different story. David, thank you for the call. All right, Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the other side. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Speaking of steak, I'm still weighing it. I might have to bet a steak dinner. I don't think Michelle enters. But betting against Roger Stone is not smart, and we're gonna find it all out coming up shortly.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great T-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've got a lot of questions for Roger Stone, who joins me now. My former co-host on The War Room that I am hosting here 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Filling in for Alex today, though, my co-host. And boy, oh boy, have Roger and I been through the political persecution since the days of us hosting the War Room together. But here we are, Roger, stronger than ever. Always a pleasure to be joined by you. I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to dive right into the big Mike, Iron Mike Obama. Comes out with, maybe the fact that she even has an office making a statement is why you think this. But big Mike, Iron Mike Obama's office comes out and says, no, no presidential run. She's not doing it. You immediately follow up by saying, yep, this means she's running. Roger Stone.
Well, Owen, first of all, it's great to be back with you. What a long, strange trip it's been, my brother. And until you've gone through the kind of crucible you and I have both been through, it's very hard for people to appreciate. And like your caller a little earlier, I prayed for you as I know you prayed for me in that crucible. And I'm just very happy to see you back on the air, stronger, more vibrant, harder hitting, more effective and more popular than ever. So it's a great thing. Proves that Jesus Christ can indeed do anything. And to go right to the heart of your question, I want to be pretty clear. What I've said for a couple years is I believe that Michelle Obama would be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024, and I stand by that. That doesn't mean that she's going to run for president. I actually don't think she really wants to do this. But I believe that the incapacity of Joe Biden is so obvious. The impact of his policies is so disastrous. And the revelations regarding the Biden crime family keep getting worse and worse. All those things add up to Joe Biden not running again. At which time, and I think this will be done very close to the Democratic National Convention, but I think at that juncture he announces that due to reasons of health, which everyone can see, that he will not accept a renomination. And at that point, he will release his delegates, which would be more sufficient to not nominate him, and the convention will go absolutely wild in their efforts to draft their strongest potential candidate, Michelle Obama. It is only at that juncture, Owen, that I think that she succumbs to that draft based on the simple argument they're going to make to her is that she is the strongest potential candidate against Donald Trump. So it's not that I think she's going to run for president, but I do ultimately believe that she will be talked into or drafted as their candidate. And she is indeed, when you look at particularly Kamala Harris as an alternative or Gavin Newsom as an alternative, she is potentially a stronger candidate than either one of them.
Well, certainly Kamala. She can't She can't suck off 70 or 80 million American voters, so I don't know how she could possibly win an election. But, okay, so this, let's get more into the details. So you see it being, because I always ask, well, how do the Democrats do this? So they're going to have to take the loss and admit they lied about Joe Biden's health. They're going to have to take the loss and admit that, yeah, okay, we covered up for Joe Biden's obvious health issues. Then they're going to have to take another loss, basically throwing Kamala Harris under the bus and admitting that she's a complete joke. She's a complete farce. So, I mean, do they just weigh it as the damage that we do to ourselves in those two instances, it's less damage than trying to run Joe again?
Perhaps. I mean, you're absolutely right about the fact that that Kamala Harris is the giant impediment to all of this. Under any normal scenario, if a sitting incumbent president announced that they were not running again for reasons of health, the obvious choice, the person in line, would be the sitting vice president. But look, Kamala Harris doesn't have senile dementia, and she makes even less sense than Joe does. And the Democrats know it. So they have to figure out a way to get her out of the line of succession. I have suggested that they probably, when I say they, I mean Barack Obama, comes to her and says, look, if you will simply step aside, let Michelle be the presidential nominee, let Gavin Newsom and the hundreds of millions of dollars in special interest money that he would bring be our vice presidential candidate, and you, Kamala, will get the next vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, she's a former Attorney General of California. She's a former Oakland County prosecutor. I mean, on paper, she's qualified for that job. As long as they have a Democratic president and if they maintain control of the Senate, simply it's a simple majority for confirmation, that could sadly actually happen. So I think that's the way it will ultimately be resolved.
Oh, my gosh. That was like a gut blow. I didn't mean that was just a that was a natural reaction. You say Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court. That was like somebody just kicked me in the stomach. Oh, can you imagine? I'd rather not. Okay, now let me ask you this. Would the Republicans be doing the Democrats a favor by doing so much damage to Joe Biden with the impeachment inquiry and the investigation into the Biden crime family? Would the Republicans be doing the Democrats a favor by having all of that come out before the nomination process, or should they wait until after Joe Biden is nominated and then begin the attack? Because I feel like doing this damage to Joe Biden or even getting Joe Biden impeached or whatever before the nomination process would almost be doing the Democrats a favor.
Yeah, I kind of agree with your analysis. Now, if I had my choice, I'd like to see a rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The idea of a Biden-Trump debate is just delicious. I can't believe that Biden would agree to such a thing. I think he will come up with a dozen excuses as to why he can't participate in a debate. Tonight is going to be great. Based on what I've read at Truth Social, President Trump is going to be live posting during the State of the State, as he puts it, to rebut any disinformation regarding either the record of Joe Biden and his administration, or any news about the weaponization of the criminal justice system against Trump. So this should be highly, highly entertaining, to say the least. I'm really looking forward to tuning in for that.
Yeah, I can imagine Joe Biden right now is in some sort of an iron lung or hyperbaric chamber. He's got wires coming out of him, and he's got needles giving him fluids and everything. I mean, who knows? They got to be just pumping him full of drugs so that he can give this hour-long speech tonight. You mentioned debates. I agree there's no way they can put Biden on a stage with Trump. I mean, they already canceled the debates in 2020. But, I mean, okay, who can they put on a stage with Trump? I mean, Michelle Obama on a stage with Trump? I mean, I don't see how that goes well.
Look, I think it would be a mistake to underestimate her at any cost. So, look, we both had Joel Gilbert, great friend of ours, who's got a great documentary and a book called Michelle Obama 2024, which he makes an overwhelming and I think compelling case that she's going to be the nominee. But she would enter the contest with very few negatives. we can sit here and make jokes about her gender all day, but I think to do so in a serious campaign would actually be detrimental. I would like to actually see if Biden will not debate Trump, perhaps the vice president will debate Trump, although to a certain extent it would be beneath Trump to do that. These people are stuck, and they're increasingly hysterical, Owen. I mean, this morning I watched MSNBC, and I was watching the talking heads there, specifically saying that their own poll must be wrong, that the New York Times Siena College poll shows Trump ahead. That must be wrong, that Biden is far stronger than those polls indicate. I just think that that's wrong.
Well, I don't know any Biden supporters. I mean, really, I have liberal friends. I have friends that vote Democrat. I have pro-choice people that I know. None of them like Joe Biden. Even they would rather vote for Trump against their own, perhaps, political beliefs just because they like having a country.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
They're going to try to give you the impression that, well, all Republicans are against that. And then lastly, he's going to say, he's going to repeat the lie, that if we don't ship another $95 billion to Ukraine, well, not only is Vladimir Putin going to sweep up Ukraine, but he's then going to gobble up Poland, Germany, France, and the rest of Europe, which, of course, there's no evidence to support that idea either.
Yeah, I'd agree with all that analysis, and I'd also add I expect Joe Biden to say at least one time, democracy is at stake from the people that are destroying democracy. You know, the one thing I noticed, and I'm glad that you brought this up, there really isn't any solid issue that the Democrats can run on right now. If you look at the Democrat Party platform, the issues are not popular. Raising taxes, pro-war, sexualizing children, trans kids, that's not popular stuff. I do think they're going to lean into abortion. But even that's not as popular as they think. I guess what they're hoping here is there are people that will be one single issue voters on abortion. That will be a lot of millions of women potentially. But to me, there is not enough weight there, Roger. There's just not. But I think that's what they're going to lean into.
Yeah, I don't think they, as you point out, I don't think they have much choice. Now, the most interesting thing here you made reference to, and that is their entire narrative that Trump is somehow a threat to our democracy. Well, let's go through this, if we may. Who is it who's trying to lock up the leading opposition party candidate for president? Something you would see in Fidel Castro's Cuba or Mao's China or Hitler's Germany or Stalin's Russia. Why, that would be the Democrats. Who is it who wants to limit free speech on the Internet through censorship, through cancellation, through shadow banning and so on? But that would be the Democrats. We now know definitively that the government under the Obama administration was actively involved in doing exactly that, working hand in glove with these huge Silicon Valley companies. Who is it who is spying on 178,000 Americans without a warrant? Well, that would be the current administration by their own admission. Who is it who dipped into the 702 database to pull up information on 4.5 million Americans? So those are the things that are a threat to democracy. And then when you add to that their attempt to keep Trump off the ballot, just not have an election, keep him off the ballot, what could be more anti-democratic than that? So once again, everything they accuse us of doing is, of course, exactly what they themselves are doing. Joe Biden is the threat to our constitutional republic.
Roger, what in the hell happened during the California primaries this Super Tuesday?
Well, one of your favorite people has progressed to the next level. Now, remember, California has a unique system where they don't have party primaries to choose their nominees anymore. All candidates of all parties run in one, what they call jungle primary, with the two top vote getters then facing off at the November general election. So Watermelon Head himself emerged. I would say that Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff were neck and pencil in the outcome of the California primary. They will now face off. There's a couple of different dynamics here that are important. Two progressives, Porter from Orange County, who spent a lot of money but did not make the finals, and then Barbara Lee, an African-American congresswoman from the Bay Area, was fourth. Those are progressive votes, although given the dichotomy going on in the Democratic Party over the entire issue of Gaza and Israel, of how Adam Schiff is going to fare among Barbara Lee's constituents, well, that really remains to be seen. Steve Garvey, the baseball great, played for the L.A. Dodgers. Surprise finisher here. The demographics don't favor him. On the other hand, Adam Schiff is so odious, so exposed as the fraud that he is. Well, hope springs eternal. Hopefully, Adam Schiff can be flushed once and for all.
Well, what about the fact, and I don't know if you saw, Garvey was winning at one point during the process, and then magically another voter tabulation error goes massively in favor of a Democrat, and then all of a sudden Schiff gets hundreds of thousands of votes, Garvey loses hundreds of thousands of votes, so people are wondering what happened with that. And then there was the issue of Charletta Bassett, how the ballot was all screwed up for her.
Yeah, that's she's actually a very good personal friend of mine. I endorsed her. She's a great woman. Charletta Bassett, and she's on the ballot, on the paper ballot. In English, she's correctly identified as a Republican, but in Chinese, because there is a Chinese section of the ballot, she's identified as a Democrat. She's most definitely not a Democrat. But you know what? Charletta was lucky. At least she got on the ballot. There were 27 candidates who were duly qualified for the U.S. Senate. Not all of them made the ballot in all places. Then beyond that, the Secretary of State would require you to send in your information for a voter guide. But, well, Charlita's information was sent in plenty of time, but it miraculously just did not appear. I used to say Nevada probably had the dirtiest election system in the country. I'm now beginning to believe that California is right up there with them. I think, in truth, in some of these close House races 2 years ago, Republicans actually won, but the Democrats were coming up with ballots, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks after the election. I would urge Charletta to get a good, solid lawyer and bring a lawsuit, because very clearly her rights and the rights of some of these other candidates have been violated.
Well, I've always scratched my head, and it's like, how do people like Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, how do they win election after election after election after election? I mean, it truly is. It's almost as much of a modern marvel as Schiff's watermelon head with a toothpick neck.
Yeah, I mean, look, all of those people come from overwhelmingly solid Democrat districts. And 99% of incumbents get reelected. They're certainly not going to be exposed by the media. I mean, Adam Schiff said that he had seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion between Russian intelligence and the Trump campaign in 2016. And, well, we're still waiting for it. And then he falls back to this mantra. Well, we know that the Russians offered the Trump campaign help. We know that the Trump campaign accepted that help, and we know that the Trump campaign used that help. Every single part of that is a lie. It's false. Then it is, Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort shared polling data with a man named Konstantin Kalemnik, who was a Russian intelligence asset. Well, there's a couple problems with that. There was no proprietary Trump campaign polling data at the time this allegedly happened, and Konstantin Kalemnik was an American intelligence asset. The whole thing is yet another one of Adam Schiff's major lies. You can always tell when Adam Schiff is lying, you know how? Because his lips are moving.
Roger Stone, just prime fashion Roger Stone. This has been an incredible interview. But guess what? We got another segment coming up with Roger next. Don't go anywhere.
We have products that'll change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work, so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Guys like Adam Schiff and Shifty Pencil Neck. Pencil Neck! He's a marvel. No, he's a structural marvel. He has a neck. And his head is like a watermelon. And his neck. And how that neck can hold up that big, oversized, ugly head is hard to believe. No, it's true. The modern marvel. Big head. It's like your finger on a basketball. Some of these guys, they spin it. No, he's a terrible guy.
If it's Schiff, flush it.
Roger Stone with us here. That's just great stuff. That's just great stuff from Donald Trump. All right. I want to get into an issue that Roger, I'm really focusing on here. And I think we as populists behind Donald Trump need to really understand this for messaging purposes as we get closer to the election now. Swalwell tweets this out last evening. He says, the Republican Party is dead. It's not coming back. This is now a MAGA extreme party that prefers violence over voting. Well, he's obviously lying about the last part. That's the left that threatens you with violence. But I don't want to go into that. I want to talk about him saying the Republican Party is dead. There's an element of truth to this. The corrupt establishment swamp Republican Party is dying. I don't know if it's dead. I mean, Nikki Haley did just drop out. That might be some evidence. McConnell refuses to walk away till November. Ronna Romney McDaniel, for some reason, won't go away. So it's not dead yet. They still have their representation in positions of power and influence, but it's waning, Roger. And I think that the truth is that there is a new Republican voter base. There is a new Republican Party represented by people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe Josh Hawley and some others. I like to call it the new right. I mean, you look at the man that just won the primary for governor in North Carolina, who they're trying to destroy with all this stuff that he says, well, it might be crazy. I don't care if he thinks the moon is made out of cheese. If he has good policy that supports his people in North Carolina, then I like him. How do you summarize this, Roger? I kind of call it the new right. We want America first. We want criminals arrested. We believe that America can have a positive future. I mean, this is the new right. How do you kind of summarize all of this? Is Eric Swalwell right? The old establishment Republican Party, is it dead?
Well, Owen, I think Senator Barry Goldwater said this at the 1960 convention when he said, the Republican Party is our traditional home, speaking as a conservative. So, yes, the country club, neocon dominated inside the Beltway Republican Party of Mitt Romney and John McCain and some of their predecessors, that party is indeed dead. The new Republican Party is the party of working Americans. It is the party of the middle class. It is the party of America first. It's a non-interventionist party. So we're not going out looking for foreign wars around the world in which we can stick our nose, but where we have no inherent interest. Donald Trump has completely reinvigorated the old, stiff, stolid, boring Republican Party of the country club and of the Bushes. And now what you see potentially is a substantial political realignment as Hispanic voters and Asian voters and an increasing number of African-American voters and as younger voters start moving, in some cases historically, for the first time, to the Republican Party. So Eric Swalwell's, what he doesn't recognize is the old Democratic Party is dead, that being the Democratic Party of Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy, the party that was anti-communist, a party that was for a strong national defense, party that supported capitalism. That party is dead. And now the two parties are now, I think, realigned more traditionally the way the British parties used to be realigned. We are the conservative party. They are not even the liberal party anymore. They're the leftist, progressive, Marxist party. They don't even make any bones about the fact that they prefer socialism over capitalism. That would be unthinkable just a few short years ago. But to think that our party's dead, no, our party's more vibrant, is broader, and I think more inclusive. And they're petrified by looking at these new polling numbers. There has never been a time, Owen, when the Republican nominee for president outpolled the Democratic nominee among Hispanic voters, ever. But we're now seeing that for the first time. And it has them petrified, absolutely petrified.
Well, and I really would like to see what the Republican Party would look like with all the tools that it has if it's actually being run by America First people, like we could see potentially after the 2024 presidential election I mean, maybe Mike Johnson comes more to our side. Maybe we have a different speaker. Maybe we get more of a Rand Paul or Josh Hawley for the Senate leadership. And then, of course, Donald Trump. I'd like to see, even with maybe Whatley potentially running the RNC, I mean, anything is better than Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's completely worthless. I mean, I look at all the opportunities wasted, like MSNBC insulting the voters in Virginia and West Virginia. They should have made that into an ad, and it should be running in Virginia and West Virginia every day from now till the election. They should take the clips of Swalwell and Schiff saying, I have the evidence, in front of Congress, lying to the American people. There was no evidence. I mean, it's just we don't even swing at these fastballs that the Democrats give us right down the plate to hit out of the park. Now, Roger, you can either respond to that in the last 3 minutes, or what role do you think RFK plays from here on out?
Well, you know, that really remains to be seen. Now, first of all, let me say, you're going to have a sea change at the Republican National Committee. Perhaps this is inside baseball to some, but I believe Chris LaCivita, who served his country at time of war, a decorated veteran, to my mind, one of the very best strategists, operatives, mechanics in the Republican Party today, a man with an enormous capacity politically, partially responsible with a handful of others for Trump's amazing follow-through and the execution of their plan in the Iowa caucuses, where they tripled the previous high watermark, the smashing victory in New Hampshire. Chris LaCivita is slated, as I understand it, to go over and take over the operations of the Republican National Committee, which means things are going to be very honestly run. And for the first time ever, every single dollar will be spent efficiently. He will start, in my opinion, cutting the overhead, getting rid of the consultants and the other freeloaders. So this, from an operative point of view, is very important because the Republican National Committee legally can do things in conjunction with the presidential nominee that only the National Party can do. As far as RFK is concerned, this is a longer subject, but we have to see if he makes the ballot. Getting on the ballot as an independent, it's far more difficult than people think it is, because the rules that govern ballot access are written by Republicans and Democrats working together to make it as difficult to get on the ballot as possible. Early on, some of the national polls showed that RFK pulled disproportionately from Trump. But then when you look at it on a state-by-state basis, that does not necessarily appear to be the case. In a number of the swing states, I really question whether he can get on the ballot in the end as an independent. In a number of the other swing states, he appears, at least today, in some cases, to be pulling disproportionately from Joe Biden and the Democrats rather than Trump and the Republicans.
Yeah, I think somebody from the Trump campaign or Trump himself needs to reach out to RFK and cut a deal and basically say, look, the thing is going to be rigged against you. You can't get on the ballot, but come out, run a good campaign, and then endorse Trump, and we'll give you a role in the administration. Is that possible, Roger?
I don't know anything about that. In all honesty, I think that the guy has some positions I really like. He has some positions I really don't like. I think he's going to be very, very frustrated in his attempts to maneuver his way onto the ballot as an independent. As I'm sure you've seen this, he's now been flirting with the Libertarian Party. He's not a...
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stone. I want to get into some geopolitical issues here now. Before we sign off, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. We have great products, by the way. Fantastic products. The supplements are all great. We've got books written by Alex Jones. You can still get a signed copy. So many great ways to support us at InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. Products you need, like toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth. Why not get toothpaste from us? My favorite is Dr. Jones Naturals, the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, all fluoride-free, by the way. DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my favorite toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth, uses toothpaste. Why not shop with us at DrJonesNaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com? It's all your support there that keeps us on the air. We are grateful for it. We will continue to work hard as we get into the election season. Lord knows they want us off air for this election season, but thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here every day broadcasting. InfoWarsStore.com, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene ran into some leftist protesters, some pro-Palestinian protesters out in the streets. It was an interesting exchange, and it went like this.
Aren't you supposed to represent your constituents?
Again, I don't tell Israel what to do after their people were
murdered. We're giving Israel billions of dollars. Yeah. We are billions of dollars.
Guys, you know what?
What about Lincoln Riley?
Have y'all talked about her?
No.
You know who Lincoln Riley is? The innocent young woman, American, murdered by an illegal alien. That's the issue Americans care about.
Many people die every day.
Wow, many people die every day.
I appreciate it. I thought you were going to yell at me.
You know, I never thought I'd agree with you, but I like that.
I appreciate it.
You're actually really...
are the taxpayers, right?
We are the taxpayers. I have been calling and saying I want our money to stay here in the United States.
Yes.
We have our own problem, and we shouldn't be...
I like to see that from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And look, I'll tell you what. I know that most of the Republican Party is head over heels for Israel. I'll show you more proof of that coming up momentarily. And obviously, even Marjorie Taylor Greene is... I mean, she doesn't talk too much about it, but I'm sure she's on the pro-Israeli side. But when you have that conversation, because the left won't have that conversation, they're in a really bad space right now with the Biden administration supporting Israel's war on the Gaza Strip and taking of that land. So, I mean, honestly, these are voters that will be single-issue voters in November that strategically the Republicans could scoop up easily. And it's not even that they have to be anti-Israel, but they have to find a way to play it neutrally and then put the blame on Biden for what's going on. But they probably won't do that because many of them are owned by the Israeli lobby. And I think there is proof of that. But I want to show one more thing, guys. If you roll that clip, notice... the one protester, and good for Marjorie Taylor Greene for having the conversation. Notice as soon as she says illegal immigrant, the girl's face winces. Here, give the audio. Watch the girl's face that's going to come in here when she says illegal immigrant. Watch it.
What about Lincoln Riley? Have y'all talked about her?
No.
You know who Lincoln Riley is? The innocent young woman, American, murdered by an illegal alien. That's the issue Americans care about.
Did you see that?
No.
They hate that. Because it's undeniable.
I appreciate it. I thought you were going to yell at me.
They can't deny it. So Marjorie Taylor Greene handled that better than AOC or the leftists when they get confronted by the pro-Palestinian protesters in D.C. Good job, Marjorie Taylor Greene. But that's how you do it. Bring it back home. Bring it back to America. If you don't want to take a stance for either side, or even maybe you have a disagreement on which side you're on there, you always bring it back home. You say, you know what? I care more about Americans. Whatever happens over there, maybe it's bad for this side, that side, whatever. We need to focus here on America, and that's the winning message. Now, have you ever heard of Representative Chuck Fleischman? It's likely you haven't. It's likely most Americans haven't. So this is going to be the first time you ever hear from Representative Chuck Fleischman, a Republican. And Chuck Fleischman wants your first impression and the biggest statement he ever makes as a representative to be this in clip 7.
You can tell the Palestinians
Why do you support the genocide and all of the war crimes and collective punishment?
Are you concerned about
the
children?
Let me make it clear. Israel is our ally, will always be our ally.
Even if they commit war crimes?
They are not guilty of genocide, and I will support Israel forever.
Israel will stay your ally, even though they commit
Israel
genocide.
Even
that's
that.
Your term.
Even
when
you
they kill that, it's your term.
Even when they kill 30,000 kids,
that is a statistic. Let me tell you a statistic.
Yes,
Israel will exist. The Jewish state will exist.
That's not a statistic.
That's not over.
And that is for God
absolutely
to do
nothing to do with what we're saying.
And I will always support Israel.
Genocide.
I will always support Israel.
And you can tell the Palestinians
I will never support them.
I am a Palestinian
them.
Myself.
Then I will tell you. I will never
face.
Support you. Yeah. I will tell you to your
and
face.
And you want my cousin to die.
Goodbye to Palestine.
Goodbye to Palestine.
Goodbye. Palestine. We will support Israel forever.
You, no. So you are comfortable.
No, just FYI, Israel. This guy just said goodbye
always
to Palestine.
Always support Israel.
You, okay. So you just said goodbye to Palestine. So you are
goodbye.
Saying you are comfortable with the murder of thousands of children.
The Jewish people will never
you
suffer again
under
Palestinian terrorism, under Hamas, under Hezbollah.
What about
Israel will be secure forever.
Okay.
God bless Israel forever.
Thank you for
wiping Palestine off the earth. Yeah.
God yes. bless yes. Israel forever.
Well, I guess that'll be up to God then, actually, won't it? Now, again, you probably never heard of Chuck Fleischman. That will be Chuck Fleischman's moment right there. Now, has he ever gone on a rant for America? Has he ever said anything pro-America? Has he ever showed so much energy and enthusiasm for America, the country he supposedly represents? Nope. Never. Boy, does he let you know how he feels about Israel. Does he want everybody to know that? So he's clearly an Israeli first representative. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's how you properly handle the protesters. Even if you have a disagreement, you bring it back home. You have a conversation. Fleischman is clearly a bought and paid for and owned politician. And this is why so many people now have a problem with Israel's influence on our government. Because clearly we have way too many people that put Israel first. And clearly Fleischman observes... we can observe Fleischman is one of them. I mean, that is a psychotic response there. And he's never espoused any energy or enthusiasm for the United States of America as he does for Israel. Never. Not even once. I don't care how passionate you are about that issue, one side or the other. You represent America, Fleischman. Have you forgotten that? So that's not how that gets handled. But Fleischman just exposed himself for what he is. Compared to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's an America First candidate. The difference is obvious. The difference is obvious. Now, there's all kinds of news on this. I'll see if I can get it all in before we sign off. Foreign media is banned from the Gaza Strip. Biden should press Israel to get access. Yeah, the IDF is banning any drone flights so you can't see the complete destruction of the Gaza Strip. They're banning any journalists. They're also trying to ban doctors because what happens is they go into the Gaza Strip, they see the bloodshed, they see the murder, they see the innocent children and women that get killed, and then they go to the American media and the national media and they tell the story, so Israel's trying to stop that from happening. Biden's blind faith embrace of Israel is ruining America's image in the Middle East. Well, they're funding both sides of it, is what's happening. But yeah, I mean, I don't think the Middle East has had too solid of an image of America for quite some time. I mean, in Iran, they chant death to America, so I'm not really sure if that's Biden's fault. Washington should disentangle itself from the Middle East. That's a headline on the Hill today. That's the proper way to go about this. That's the proper way to go about this. Disentangle itself. We have issues here, folks. There's obviously a lot of passion on both sides of this issue, just like there has been forever. Just like there has been forever. And it's not going anywhere. We need to be concerned about our country. We have our own issues here that we need to be addressing, not what's going on in Israel or Palestine. Let the international community deal with that. We need to deal with our issues domestically. That's a winning message. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. The War Room starts next, hosted today by Harrison Smith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.